Texas reopens non-domiciled CDLs for temporary farm workers. The Texas Department of Public Safety has resumed issuing non-domiciled commercial driver's licenses and learner permits to temporary agricultural workers after receiving federal approval under revised U.S. Department of Transportation rules. This move comes less than 3 months after new Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, regulations sharply narrowed eligibility for non-domiciled CDLs, limiting them to holders of H-2A, H-2B, and E-2 visas. Texas officials said the state currently has authorization to process only H-2A CDL and commercial learner permit applications, while guidance for H-2B and E-2 visa holders is expected later. Applicants seeking a non-domiciled CDL must appear in person at a DPS driver's license office and provide an unexpired foreign passport, visa documentation, and proof of H-2A status. Under federal rules, the licenses cannot be valid for more than 1 year. The announcement comes as federal officials intensify scrutiny of non-domiciled CDL programs nationwide. Several other states have paused or reassessed their non-domiciled CDL programs amid concerns over federal compliance standards and the potential loss of highway funding. 8 other U.S. states that have received federal approval to resume issuing non-domiciled CDLs include North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Delaware, Utah, Rhode Island, Minnesota, and New Jersey. The scope of the change is significant, with approximately 200,000 non-domiciled CDL holders nationwide facing challenges under the new regulations.